Father, as we bow our hearts in worship, we worship you in truth, we worship you from our spirit, and indeed we say there is none like unto thee. But for your mercy, but for your grace, we would have been consumed. But we thank you because indeed you have preserved us. You have made your face to shine upon us. Father, we are grateful. Father, as we share your word this day, O God, let your word come with power in the name of Jesus. Father, indeed, let it be your word that will not return to you void in the name of Jesus. Father, let your word, O God, reach our innermost being in the name of Jesus. Father, King of glory, every one of us, O God, hearing your word, I pray that, God, your word will prevail in our lives, in our circumstances, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. This morning, by the grace of God, we'll be talking on a topic of two ways we can look at it. Is what is your vision of you? What is your vision of you? Can somebody say, what is my vision?
What is my vision
of me?
Of me.
What is my vision?
Of me.
Otherwise, you could say, who am I growing into? Hallelujah. It's more of an introduction this morning. Hopefully, we'll conclude it the Sunday after next. As I was going through, trying to put my thoughts together in this message, I just remember some messages I've preached here. For instance, I remember what I preached last week, which was, but we know. But the question is that, what do you know? For instance, do you know the vision of you? I remember another topic I've preached here, dare to be a learner. I remember also dimensions of growth. I remember also men like trees. In other words, if you are not planted, you might not be able to produce. And I just pray that as we look at this topic also, God will bless someone here in the name of Jesus. In other words, those topics I've talked about, they are topics that even blessed me before I talk about them. So this morning, we want to say, be careful who and what you are becoming. Be careful who or what you are becoming. Because I see that every stages of life seems to present an opportunity for change. Every stages of life seems to present an opportunity for change. But one thing I want to say before I continue is, indeed, everybody is changing, but not everybody is growing. Everybody's what? Is changing, but not everybody is growing. Even as I was putting my thoughts together, do you know that significantly, I see that my father affected my growth. Many times, when I remember some virtues, some people praising me, I remember that I was watching this man. One of the things I said at the time is that if I am as diligent as him, my speed probably will have been more efficient in life. He's a man that is so efficient. Everything he does it excellently. And to be honest with you, it worked for him in life. What am I saying this morning? The vision of me was created by watching a man of excellence. In other words, this morning, as I was putting my thoughts together, before I continue, let me just say some thoughts that came to me. And I was asking myself, are people very intentional about how they're influencing everybody that is looking up to them? In other words, as a father, like I've talked about my father, if your children want to talk about you in years to come, would they be proud of you when they are talking about you. And if you look at many times, if you want to know who has influenced someone, every time they talk, what would they do? They always reference that person. I mean, Daddy Bello is a man of almost 60 years. There is hardly any time you talk about him, he will talk about his mother. Say, like my mother would say. And a few of us, are we together this morning? In other words, those words that you are recounting now is just saying to us that those words have been with you. They are forming a vision of who you think or you should become. Hallelujah. But that those are unconscious. Also, listen to this. Many times when we see a child, we ask the child, what do you want to become when you grow up? Is that not so? Many times, you know, those children, sometimes they will say this, sometimes they will say that. But do you know what? You still need to ask adults also, what do you want to be when you grow up? Are we together? We feel that now I'm an adult, you are not growing anymore. Do you know what? Growth is not necessarily biological. You can grow into your vision. Is that not so? You can grow into the man you should be, even when you have been a man. So the question I'm asking this morning is that, what is your vision of you? For instance, look at this. I've listened to a man many times. Do you know what he will say? And it's Bishop Oyedepo. Look at the vision of him. Do you know one thing he will say? He said, I've seen myself at 102. I am preaching. How many people have heard him say that before? One of the things we need to know is that we might think he's just saying it. He's just telling us the vision of him. And he so much believes in that vision. But do you know one thing? When it becomes, he will say, I've been saying this for many years. Church, adults, men, women, what is the vision of you? What is the vision of you that you can see? Do you know the challenge is that if you don't have the vision of you, you might grow up to someone that you don't like. To be honest with you, one of those words that I say, look at this. I'm still trying to tell you what was becoming of me as I put my thoughts together. Listen to this. It will help someone because it helped me. Do you know one of those things I said to myself? I said, the boy I was become, I am very sure is proud of the man I have become. You know why I said so? The boy I was is a boy that was told many things that are not good. In other words, the words they've said to the boy I was is that there is no future for you. The words the boy I was have heard is that as you are growing, you will look back to the, in fact, they've plotted my path for me. They plotted it for me. But the question is, why were people saying these things about me? For instance, I've said it many times. They told my father never to consider sending me to go into institutions of learning. You know why? Because of the things they saw about me. But there's something about God. He knows how to take a nobody and make him a somebody. But do you know the way it starts? It starts by putting a vision of you inside of you. What did he do to Abraham? What did he say? He said, let me show you. He said, as far as what? You can see. What did he say? A place what? A place what? A place what? Well, let's skip time now. God, every time God worked with Abraham, God was trying Abraham to have a vision of him. What are the meanings of his name? The meanings of his name did not tally with his circumstance at every time. But God was trying to say to him, be mindful who you are going to become. Abraham meant something. It did not tally with his circumstance. Abraham meant something. It did not tally with his circumstance. Church, I'm saying to us, many times we say we want to overcome. We want to effect this. We want to impact. But we don't have a vision of what we want to become. And if you don't have a vision of what you want to become, you will not have a blueprint. And if you don't have a blueprint, you will fall. There is a likelihood that what? You will fall on the roadside.
Hallelujah to Jesus. So be careful of who or what you are becoming. And look at this. Your life vision defines who you want to be, what you want to be known for, and the set of experiences and accomplishments you will aim for. Many times we've heard when they said, if you aim for nothing, you will do what? You will definitely attain your target. If you aim for nothing, you will do what? You will definitely aim at your target. Do you know what? What I'm doing now? Church, listen to me. Do you know what I'm doing now? What I'm doing now? I know I've said it many times. I'll be bullying somebody in secondary school. I'll be bullying the person. And I will be telling the person, you will come to my church to testify that I bully you. You will come to my church. I'm talking of my mates. And do you know what? That same boy, one of them, this one particular person, every time I put something, he will say, I'm going to come to your church to testify. Do you know what rings in my head? The vision that I envisioned, when it did not look so, are the things that have become reality. Church, I'm challenging us this morning. That the vision of you, let it be bigger than you. The vision of you, let it be bigger than you. Don't allow the now to cage you or affect the vision of you. To be honest with you, again, I like to be practical, like you know. I like to be practical. One person, like I said, the people that you reference most are people that have affected you the most. My parents have affected me in a very good way. But do you know that? It says a lot of things then that did not make sense. Do you know when I said to some people, my father is 77 years old, do you know many people said, is it true? Is it not true? But do you know what? The man is 77 years old. But do you know what? If he calls you on the phone, or let me put this, when they came to the UK, are we together, church? When they came to the UK, we were somewhere in London, and somebody just came. Hi, guys. You know, we're just talking. And I was trying to say to them, this is a grandpa standing. The person did not understand. But by the time I announced to say, this is my father, the person just went, But those are words of power. I mean, those are manifestations of the power of words and vision. When I used to call him, I said, that's my young man. And need to what? He accepted it. All the young pastors, they are more like his friends than the older ones. Today, it might not look as if it is working, but we see the manifestation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. So what are the stages that affect people in life? Number one, when people marry, it could affect them. It could affect them. And thank God for Sunday school this morning. In other words, how is your marriage affecting you? You know, some people, before they marry, they are on fire for God. Once they marry, they will put a step to one direction. Then when they give birth, they now begin to talk to God. I say, God, you are not fair. You gave me this son. You gave me this child. What would they say? Is this your son? Hey, we didn't do you. Is this my son? Then how do you think God is taking it? Or some people marry, they now feel that the people that are not married, they are nobody anymore. Have you not seen situations like that? So when people marry, they change. Ask your neighbor, have you changed since you got married? No, I'm not talking of people that have been married for long ago. All these small boys now marrying. Just like Brother Ogbemi, I was joking. I didn't know he was around. And I said, he's not a big boy. Because he's married now. No, what did they pass me? Amen. But that was just a joke. But when people marry, check them, they change. Number two, when people change location. Do you know what some people are before they came to a land that is flowing with milk and honey? A place that is flowing with chicken and chips. Kalababonda! When they want to fast, the chicken and chips will just be called, they eat me, eat me, eat me. And they fast no more. The place that they used to trek 1 hour to get to church, they did not come and pick me. But that would be me. Where are you? Just because they changed location. Hallelujah. And how is your location affecting you? Do you know one question I asked? I said, I asked a question. I said, but it's the same people that came from all these places. What has now come? Do you know one answer I got? There's a land that eats its inhabitants. Some people, where they came from, they're on fire. You don't need to call them. You don't need to tell them that it's time for service. You don't need to tell them to pray. But just because they've changed location, just because they've changed location, and it's still visa they have, their passport has not even changed. It's location they changed. They are still under immigration. Then what will now happen when the passport changes? They will now tell you, man, that country, which country? That's where you gave birth to. That was your foundation. So when people change location, ask your neighbor, since you came, how have you changed? Thank God, Deacon Adekumaya was preaching one day. When he just came, they prophesied to his life, it's just because you've just come. Before you know it, you will be like us. Is that not so? But thank God you did not allow the vision of others to change you. But do you know what? Many people have been changed because they don't have a vision of the proper vision of themselves when they came. And that is one of those things Power Connection does. When people just come, we want to catch them young. That's what we say. Is that not so? Let's catch them young. Before they know it, some of them are in the pub. When I first came to this country, that's one of the first things I dealt with. I called one girl. I don't know her for mother. But the way I saw her, I called her, I said, Tolu, come here. Tolu Omotosho, she's in Australia now. If you are watching, it's true. It's just to tell somebody what happened. Amen. Tolu, I told to Tolu, I said, this is not you. He's like, how did you know? How did you know? I said, I know. This is not you. Don't join them. All that's me, but you shouldn't. She joined them after a while, but because it is not her, she couldn't fit in. It took some time, but she came back. See how location affects people. And that's one thing I like from where I come from. When you are going home, when you are going away from home, they will say, remember what? The child of who you are. Thank God, my brother, your mom is here now. You say, thank God, see my son. Yes. He remembers the son of who he is. And that's one thing my father too likes about his son. Everywhere he goes, he will just say, this boy is just causing trouble anyhow, but good trouble. Amen. When they come, they say, that's his father. He will say, yes, yes. You can't do less. It's God that kept us. It's not because of you. It's God. So what did I say? Number two, when people change location. Number three, when people get new jobs. When people get what? New jobs. Thank God. Please pardon me. I'm always very practical. Amen. I'm always practical, and I believe you should be used to me by now. Do you know that I said, do you know Sister Felicia? She worked in Next before. Say this same Next. Somebody say this same Next. Put in the cloth you are going to buy. She used to do it. But today, she's now a manager. Amen. In Sky, when I tell people, they say, for real? I said, not even that. In the snow, she will be doing suya in the snow. But one thing I thank God for, her job has changed, but her status has not changed. But do you know what? Some people, let them get new job. I said, let them get what? New job. That is when you will know that by the time they start speaking English for you, even you as a pastor, you will just say, please, I just say I should check on you. I'm not saying you should come to church. I am just looking out for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like a friend of mine, a pastor friend of mine called me. He said there is a family. I went to pray for their to bless their house. He said, those people, they've been with us for long. All the money they've given to church is not up to £1,000. I wanted to say to him, calculate what you think they have and give it to them. What's your problem? How did you know they don't give secretly? Hallelujah. See, when people get new status, you know, status can change. But I'm just saying to you, if you don't have a vision of yourself, all these things can change you. And probably put this in a, you know, put everything together. When people succeed, when people do what? When people succeed. When people succeed. I've got 15 minutes. Let's look at a case study in Solomon. 1 Chronicles 22, 5 to 10. Be mindful who you are growing into. Be mindful. Or what is the vision of you? If you don't have a proper vision of you, you will just wake up one day. You will not recognize yourself when you become. And that was what happened to the prodigal son. The Bible said, and he came to what? He came to himself. Do you know what? He realized that the person he has become is not who he's supposed to be. Hallelujah. And do you know what? Research has made us to know that what people regret most at the point of death is what they are supposed to do that they did not do. In other words, they've wasted their life. At the point of death, research has shown it's not what they did, but what they should have done that they do what? They did not do. Why did they not do it? Why did they not do it? The lady that became the first African counselor in the city of Leeds, the same thing, one thing I said to her, write your vision of who, in other words, this message was. You have become the first, you've broken record. And I said to her, do you know one thing? Now everybody is rejoicing and congratulating you. I said two things. I said, number one, the person you want to be, you should do what? Write it down and paste it where you can reference. I said, number two, do you know that your enemies have increased? You say, ha ha, I know. Do you know what? Your enemies can make you to become who you don't want to be. They will make you to become who you don't want to be. You know how they will start? Everything you do, they criticize. And if you are not careful, you want to please them. And in pleasing them, you discover that you become another person. And I want to say to anyone who wants to succeed, I've said it before and I'll continue to say it. If you want to succeed, the first thing you overcome is people. If you don't overcome people, you are not ready to succeed. Because what? Anything you do, people will frustrate you. But if you have overcome people, you put it in standard. Listen, church. They said the person that will fail is the one that listens to no one or the one that listens to everyone. So what does that mean? Know who you listen to. The people that will fail, or the person that will fail, the one that listens to what? No one. And the one that listens to everyone. So what does that mean? Know the relevant people to listen to. Because there's nothing you can do. And I keep saying it. Even God cannot please man. Even God cannot please man. And the problem is not with man. The problem is what? The problem is not with God. The problem is what? It's with man. I read economics. Do you know what economics told us? Human beings are what? Insatiable. I didn't say that. Probably Adam Smith or Ricardo and all those people. They came to a conclusion. Human beings are what? Are insatiable. So God cannot please man.